You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth from relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to Change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
In the name of Jesus, we just come before your throne, washed in the blood of Jesus. Thank you for giving me the spirit of wisdom and understanding, of counsel and might. Thank you in advance that no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us will be shown to be in the wrong. We just thank you in advance that we enter into this place of rest. We enter into your presence because you have so much that you want to give to us, that you want to share with us, and give us the victory in our lives manifested now in this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can have a seat. Glory, glory, glory. So you don't even have to wonder what we're talking about today, right? What is it? The warrior within. Are you a warrior?
Yes.
Are you getting stronger every time we minister?
Yes.
What can you tell me about the warrior within? See, there it is right there. There it is. Raise your hand. I want somebody on this side and somebody on this side. What have you learned as I've been teaching on this? You only use weapons that work.
And what are the weapons that work?
weapons that work is his word.
One of the weapons that work is his word. Who on this side? I got one right here.
His name is above all other names.
His name is above all other names. Amen. So, we've been talking about, we have already covered the weapons that never fail for me. Because people have asked me, Pastor, what you do? How do you seem like you keeping it together? Well, this is how I do it. Worship, prayer, his name, his word, and his thoughts. Eventually, I was going to come to his thoughts this Sunday. But what I realized was, I want to make sure y'all got the word. And that's not my assignment. That's not what I came up with. That's what he came up with. Because I know certain people like to have a different message every Sunday. Y'all know what I'm talking about? They don't come unless they get a different message. I'm going to go on this side. But are they walking in the message that they got? That's just a question. His word. You got to live on it. But what I started out last Sunday talking about was the steps that I use. And I want to take you through those processes, okay? And not only that, but I want to take you through real life examples. Say real life.
Real life.
Okay? Because y'all don't need fake life, right?
No.
Need real life. Real stuff that's happening to you. So the scripture that I used last Sunday and Thursday when I was talking about his word is Matthew chapter 8, verse 7 through 9, the New Living Translation. This is when the centurion came to Jesus and asked him about his servant who was paralyzed. And he said, you know, my servant is paralyzed. And Jesus said, I will come and heal him. But the officer or the centurion said, Lord, I am not worthy to have you come into my house. This is what the centurion said. He's not a Christian. This is what he said. He said, just say the word from where you are. That means you don't have to move. You don't have to travel. You don't need to take a plane. Just where you are. Just say a word from where you are, and my servant will be healed. Guys, it's real time. What word do you need to say where you are to heal that situation that you find yourself in? See, I don't have to be a mind reader to know that people got stuff going on with them. Say church people. Church people got stuff going on with them. But he said, just the centurion said, you just say the word from where you are. So you can be sitting right here, situation you walked in here with, you don't have to walk out with. And he goes on to say, then Jesus said to the Roman officer, go back home. Y'all read this last part with me. Because you believe it has happened, and the young servant was healed that same hour. When did it happen? The same hour. So when will what you say happen? When you say it. But what happened? You go by what? Go by what you see and what you hear. That child still acting special. That Mary still appears to be in trouble. But when did it get healed? When you said it. When you said it. So y'all read this one out loud because I need somebody to explain what that means. Y'all ready? It's not what happens to you, but how you respond. Some people woke up late this morning. And because they woke up late, they said, I'm not coming to church. But somebody else woke up late, and they says, I might be late, but I'm going to be there. So what just happened? Two total responses. You can have an alcoholic father, and one child will be successful, and the other one won't. The other one might become a drug addict. And when you are at, they're asked, because I've asked, what happened with you? And they say, my father was an alcoholic. This is the successful one. And I say, well, what's going on with you? This is the alcoholic. And say, my father was an alcoholic. Both of them had the same thing happen to them, but they processed it different. How are you processing? Guys, I'm just going to tell you the truth. That's the only way I know how to do it. Luke chapter 21, verse 26, you ain't got to turn to it, but it says that men's during the latter days, men's hearts will fail them for fear. People are afraid of what's going on with them right now. What's going to happen next? Is Russia going to invade Ukraine? Are they going to have enough food? Are they going to have a job? A lot of stuff is going on right now. But God has already warned us. He says people's hearts are going to fail them for fear. How are they processing? In order for fear to come, what must you be saying? You're not using this word. Now, everybody can get afraid. But how long do you want to stay there? This stands real, guys. He warned us so we wouldn't have to go through it. He warned us so we could talk our way past it by using his name. When you wake up and you see snow on the ground, don't be afraid. Just say, okay, I'm not coming in today. You got that? People got to leave, right? You might not get paid that day if you don't go in, but the question is, will he provide? All right. But this thing is real, guys. I can't say it enough because everybody's going through something. Everybody. Say everybody. But what are you doing with? How are you? What are you saying to replace this thought? I came out the barbershop. I get my hair cut at 5:30 in the morning. And I'm walking out of the barbershop. Now, that's the early morning rise right there. See, when I get home from a barbershop cut at 5:30, I got to go back to bed. Amen? I got to go back to bed. I got to stay 2 or 3 hours, Sharon. I can't, you know, I'm not doing that half a minute, that 45 minute, that 30 minute. I got to stay there for a while. And I'm walking out of the barbershop, guys, and guess what came out of my mouth? I got a good life. Now, early morning, and you just heard me say that's not my time. But what came out of my mouth is I'm living a good life. So that thing had to be in me to come out of me. When you're going to make the decision, I didn't say everything was great and perfect, but I'm living a good life. Because I get to determine how I live. Whether I'm happy today, whether I'm sad today, I get to determine that. Because if God, Jesus died for all that, I came that you may have life and have it in abundance. So I get to determine that. And I'm walking around, I get in the car, and I say, did you hear what you said? Y'all ever said something that was so good, you said it again? So I started the car, I said, I'm living a good life. Riding down the road, I cut my you know, I'm normally listening to worship. Cut the worship off, and I started to tell God about how good it is. When the last time you told God how good he is? How do you know he's good? Because of the life that you have. Now, if you don't have a good life, you got to determine. Because he said, I came that you would have life in an abundance. That's a good life. All right, y'all ready for this one? Because what I'm about to teach, I can hear it now. Can you hear it, Carly? You can hear it? She can hear it. We talked about it on the way in. I'm not saying this is easy, what I'm teaching, but I'm saying that it's sure. What other guarantee you got? You can have a guarantee that I'm going to stay sad. I'm not going to be happy until this change. His word is sure because this is the only word that says it cannot return them to a void. It must prosper in the things wherefore we send it. So y'all got it? So don't come up to me after service saying, Pastor, you don't understand my circumstance. Might not, but I'm going through mine. I might not have the same one as you had, but I got mine. Can I show y'all something? Let me just show y'all. I'm excited about this thing. All right, so... No, okay, so let me just wait. Girl, remind me about the group. Remember the group, okay? Because I'm going to have a group of people on one side and a group of people on the other side, okay? Because you determine how big that group get. That group is your thought. You determine. So if I have a decision that I can make to change that group, so you got a thought coming to you, and you think about that thought all day long. I might well go and do it now. Go ahead. Just go and do it now. All right, so y'all pick a thought. Pick a thought. Make it intense, because y'all have some intense thoughts.
Anger.
What are you mad about?
Not getting paid on time.
Not getting paid on time. All right, so Will, come on up. Michelle, this is going to be wide, so just do what you can do. So he mad because he didn't get paid on time. How many of us would be mad because we didn't get paid on time? Okay, all right. So everybody agree with that. None of these spiritual people in here say, well, God is going to supply. Y'all know how people are. Y'all know how they are. Okay? So he mad. So now will has the ability to focus on that thought, okay, or replace the thought, okay? So he's focusing on thought. Raj, you're standing right there, so you can come on up. So that's another thought that's going to come. Now, what is this thought going to say to him? Because he's already angry. You can't pay your bills. You already said, come on up, Faith. So what does that thought say?
I was going to buy some new boots,
okay? All right, you come on up. You got a thought. Now, at any time, he can replace the thought. And Shell, if it go off, it go off. Okay? All right? So she was gonna, he was going to buy some new boots. He couldn't buy the boots because he didn't get paid. All right, what's another thought?
I guess I won't go into work.
I guess I won't go into work. So now you're getting ready to get fired. Okay, but anyway. Okay? All right, so he's not going into work. So now he didn't get paid and he's going to get fired. What else you think? I have a savings account. Okay? All right, would you come on up? Now, which side was she going? That's the other side. Why is she going to be on the other side? That's life-giving. Okay? All right, what's another thought? Can't take my wife off of Valentine. Come on up. Now, how many thoughts he got over there? So we got six. Guess what? He found out he wasn't going to get paid at 9. This is just 9:03. How many hours is he going to be awake? 24? Because he didn't get paid, so he can't go to sleep? Okay. Now, who's going to come and talk to Will to get him to change his mind? Because this could go on for a while. This is only 9:03. He only got one thought.
I should probably still show up to work.
Okay. That's what he's saying? You changing this? You replacing this thought? So we got two over here. So he should show up for work. All right?
I can get a lot of other things done.
I can get a lot of other things done? Okay, come on up. Go over here. I can wait to get those boots later. Come on up. Okay, all right, well, come on up.
I just wait an hour.
Huh?
I just wait an hour to get paid. You know,
okay. I will leave there and come over here. Now, how many we got over here? 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
It was just an accounting mistake.
Oh, come on now. Okay. All right.
I'll still get paid.
About time you say something. All right, y'all can sit there. Everybody talking for Will, but Will. Y'all got it? So that was 9:05 by now. You got the rest of the day. Oh, I forgot you got tomorrow too. And you got the next day, and you got the next day. But you can replace those thoughts and stop them where they are. How long should you replace the thought? Every time you have one. Go ahead. Get ugly. Go ahead. Get ugly. Ugly is good. I'm just telling you guys. So when you see Pastor and you see Curly, and we have attitudes, positive attitudes about us, that's because we've been talking all day. I mean, to our thoughts. And you got to talk to yours. I got that out. Okay, I'm feeling better. Okay, all right. But guys, don't remember the disciples asked Jesus when he was telling them what is required. And they said to him, help our unbelief. You know, you can still say that when you're dealing with a situation where you don't know what to do with it. The amount of money I got to come up with is too much. Jesus, help my unbelief. Help me to say the things that you would have me say. I just went over most of my teaching, all right? So remember, I talked about this is how I process my thoughts. Stand. Number one, choose. When the thought comes, how can I choose life in this situation? Now, if it's ugly, it's coming to hurt you. It wants you to choose death or defeat. You understand? But you got to choose life. How can I choose? Now, who am I talking to? the Holy Spirit on the inside. If you ask him a question, he'll give you the answer. Did you have to wait 5 days for that? 2 weeks? Nothing wrong with fasting. But you don't have to fast for an answer. How can I choose life in this situation? Well, it's supposed to snow today. Might just be a dusting. How can I choose life in this situation? Well, let's drive the four-wheel drive car. I just chose life. Let's go before it snows. And for some of y'all just real excited about it, we won't even have church after church. Because I want to get you home. So I'm choosing life. How else can I choose life as opposed to snow? Now, we know it's not going to be deep in everything, but we know people special. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? We'll come up with excuses for anything. By the way, it's Super Bowl Sunday. So, Pastor, you know you got to let them go soon because some of them, you know, won't even come to church because they got to do the early morning thing. Y'all know where they play all the Super Bowls? Number two, you got to know. Now, this is how I'm thinking. You got to know. What word can I use in this? See, you got to find a word. Because the word cannot return void, but it must prosper in the things wherefore we send it. Now, so we got to find a word for it. And I'm explaining all this because I got real life stuff. So what word can I use in this? If you're sick, what word can you use? What do you say? By his stripes, I'm healed. If you're in lack, what can you say? My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in heaven. You think you got enough? Streets not paved with gold down here. I'm angry. What word can you use?
Joy.
Okay, and what's the word for it, though? What's the scripture for it? Okay, you... She's still mad. She's still mad. You got angry. The scripture said, be angry and sin not. So it's okay, faith, for me to be angry for a little while because I got to determine whether I want to do it all day or whether I just want to do it for 15 minutes. It says, be angry, but don't cuss him out. When it says, sin not, that means don't kill him. What other way can you sin? Huh? Punch him? Don't punch him. Okay? Think about something better. Okay, when you think about something bad for them that's hurting them, don't slander. Don't plot on them. Forgive them. Uh-oh, that's a cuss word though, Ed. That's a cuss word. Ross is going to come get you, brother. All right, number three, got to believe. Have I examined myself? See, sometimes we go to believe, but we can't believe what we're believing. Do you understand what I'm saying? Well, I'm believing the best of them. No, you're not. No, you're not. You got to examine yourself to see where you are in this faith walk according to what you're choosing. That's real. Number four, speak. Speak his word. You're speaking truth and you're speaking the outcome. Whenever you're choosing life, you have to speak the outcome as victorious. If you're choosing life, you can't talk death. Well, I just want you to know such and such, such and such, and it didn't go well. Probably I'll never get the job. That's not speaking life. How will you talk about a job with life, Chris? There it is. You heard him, didn't you? He said, it's mine. It's mine. It belongs to me. Number five, you got to do. Following through on the decision you made. Faith is an act. So when you get ready to do, you got to do something. Follow through. If you promise you're going to pay that bill off, that creditor you're going to pay him, you don't have to like him. But you made the debt. See, that's what I'm talking about. Examine yourself. The creditor is calling you guys because we ran from what our responsibility was. Got it? And then we mad at them. Because they're doing their job. And we got to examine ourselves. Mighty quiet, mighty quiet. Number six, you got to stand. Somebody got a question, a statement, a belief?
Statement. What I had a creditor call yesterday, uh-huh. And I was driving home, and she was very friendly, and so I matched her friendliness, and I was like, hey, apparently I owe y'all some money. I've been dodging y'all. I'm ready to pay that. Okay. And she was like, oh, okay. She's like, do you know how much it's for? I said, nope, but here's the credit card number. And she was like, okay, well, you're finally caught up on everything. I said, well, praise the Lord. And she's like, yes, have a blessed day. I'm sure I shocked her. And I was like, let me just get this out the way.
Get it out the way. Okay? See, that's a do. Following through on the decision. Now, okay, now you can rest because it's finished. You don't have to be concerned about that person calling no more because you finished it. And now you can rest. And you can tell people about how you did it. That encouraged somebody. Somebody in here need to call. Somebody in here need to call the credit and talk to them. All right, any questions on that? Anybody got it? Porter, this side got it? This side got it? All right, a yucky day. That's a real life example, isn't it? A yucky day. Say yucky day. I had fun writing that one. It was like, wow. People come to church with a yucky day. Give Jesus a chance. I mean, you hadn't even heard the message yet. So the first question I'm going to ask, so I'm going to take you through a yucky day. Fair enough? Anybody got a yucky day? Y'all be real. Okay, I got 2, 3. Okay. Not today, but you had one. Can y'all briefly tell us about your yucky day? Give us a mic over here. Somebody had a hand raised over here. Who had a yucky day? Just make a short version.
Last week, I was attacked by one of my students.
Okay, you were attacked by one of your students. Okay, uh-huh. All right. That would definitely be a yucky day.
Yesterday, the dog was not feeling well. Jazz was not feeling well. The lights were flickering, and the water outside was running on the street.
Okay, all right, okay, all right. Yes, sir, that's more. That's a yucky plus.
I woke up late, kids woke up late. We get to school late, and Solana doesn't have her assignment. Okay. Just that right there.
Okay. All right, that was 903, guys. That was 903, I can tell that was 903. Somebody in the back might come in your way. I mean, y'all ain't feel like calling on Jesus' name, did you? Okay, I did.
So I'm at my parents' house while Uncle Tim's at our house painting. He runs out of paint. Corey calls me. I have to leave Ashland, go to Mechanicsville to get more paint. But on the way there, there's a naked man on the highway of 95, and he's about to jump on the hood of my car, and then I'm about to be late for this 12:30 meeting.
All right, y'all call that yucky? Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. That's a yucky plus. All right, and they had that. They showed that on the news. Jazz took pictures of it, so she said nobody would believe me that it happened. So they had it on the news, and they said, if you know anything about this situation, so forth and so on, get in contact with the police department. Who else had a yucky day? I had somebody raise their hand.
So this was a series of days.
Okay. Oh, so it was more than one.
Yeah.
Okay, but make it quick though.
So a friend passed. And, I mean, that deflated me.
Okay.
Before her funeral, the day before her funeral, a really good friend passed.
Okay. So two friends.
Before her funeral, next week, another good friend passed.
Okay.
So three friends within 2 weeks.
Okay.
And the homegoing service for my one really good friend, it was very uplifting. And, you know, it was about how we know we'll see them again, and that they are, they're not missing us.
Okay.
You know, because they're in glory now. And so that actually pulled me out of the poor, pitiful me.
Okay. All right, so she gave us two examples of a yucky day and how she came out of it. Amen? All right, so how can I choose life in this yucky day? That's a decision you have to make. You have to determine, because God is not going to choose for you. He's not going to choose for you. How can I choose life in this situation? It's a yucky day. How can I get past this one? Well, it's only going to be a day, but I get to determine how long the day is. I can change the thoughts that I'm thinking so that I won't focus on what went wrong. My daughter... me and Corey putting some in Top Gun, putting the TV together, and She gets me, go to Zaxby's, say Zaxby's. But the chicken wings so small, I can't eat them. Chicken wings about that big. You take one bite and it's over, okay? So, you know, I was disappointed because I'm hungry, man. But I had to tell myself something. How can I choose life in this situation? Well, I know my wife got some spaghetti with vegetable noodles at home. Yeah. And see, I've been eating that for a whole week. See, I'm like this. If it's good, I'm going to stay right there. Why get something else? She be cooking eggs and other dinner, and I'm like, hey, baby, I got it right here. I'm easy to feed. So I'm going to focus on something else that's going to make my day not be so yucky. That's just how I do it. Okay, so number one was, how can I choose life in this situation of a yucky day? And we saw the number of people you can have. So I'd rather process it and get past it than to stay in it and add to it. Y'all got it? Hopefully y'all wrote it because that's under the anointing. Number two, I got to know. Remember, what word can I use for this? Now, I have acknowledged the day is yucky. It's special. Chicken wings are small. I'm hungry. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go with 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, where it says, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for me. I'm going to make it personal. So that's what I'm going to do with my yucky day. I'm going to cast it on him. Now, if he has it, Madeline, come up for a second. Madeline, God, okay? We know she's not, though, okay? All right. So this is my care. I just gave it to God. Now, do I have it? Well, I don't like how quick God took it, so I'm going to take it back. Now, do we do that, though? Why we take stuff back that we gave God? Give me mics on this, guys. I'm talking real time. What's the fist bump going on back there?
I said, because we got issues.
We got issues? Okay. Because as long as I got it, I can talk about it. Y'all won't believe what kind of day I had. And then it's a comparison thing. You say yours, I'm going to add five things to mine. But God, I gave it to him, but I took it back. Go ahead.
Well, I can only speak for me.
Okay, please.
I take stuff back because, like you said, sometimes I don't believe God.
Okay, sometimes I don't believe God. Okay, appreciate your honesty. Sharon?
Same thing here. Sometimes I don't believe God, okay. And in addition to that, I don't think he's moving fast enough.
Okay, he's not moving fast enough. Okay, all right. I got one in the back. But I just wanted you to see what we do. So what I did was, what word can I use in this? Cast all my cares on him. For he cares for me. He didn't say cast the little kids. He didn't say cast the big kids. He just said cast all the kids. So if something else come up, give me something else. Will, give me something, that notebook. You stay right there. I mean, God, would you mind staying there? So something else came up. The person that was supposed to pay me for a counseling session didn't do it. Father, I cast that key on you. Because I know that finance is going to be multiplied. Shaking together, running over. So he didn't say I could only give him one kid a day. I can give it as many that happens, but I don't have to hold on to it. Amen? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, sir. He finally got paid. I got one in the back.
Some people online, they're saying that God makes it seem so easy, and we've been carrying it for so long. Someone else said sometimes we want sympathy, and someone else said we want control.
Okay. All right. So that's why we got it. We don't have to carry it for so long. As soon as we get it, that's how fast I'm going to get it to them. But when we disappointed in people and mad at people, we want to hold on to that because I want to be able to tell somebody else about it. You don't know what, and they throw that Christian piece in there too. Man, you don't know what brother such and such or sister such, he called himself a pastor. And he told me such and such. But you got the stuff. I'm going on about my business. I'm out cycling. Yesterday was beautiful. Guys, we have the choice. All right, so then what else I'm going to tell myself? All right, so number three. Y'all got these written down, right, the steps? Yeah. Number three, how have I examined myself? So I'm examining myself. Now, do I want to hold on to this thought? Or do I want to give it to God? Because after all, I brought up the scripture about it. Where am I in what I'm believing God for to not have this, to walk past this yucky day? So you want to examine yourself to see where you are. Do you really want the freedom or you want the pain? Uh-oh. Do you want the peace or you want the chaos? So you got to examine yourself to see where you are. Because then you don't have to blame God. I prayed to him and he didn't answer my prayer. But he said, ask in faith, nothing wavering. See, I'm examining so I'm not wavering. Then number four, that's when I'm going to speak this word. Because you're going to speak the word. But write this down. When you're speaking the word, you're speaking the outcome. Don't speak the problem, speak the outcome. So, Father, now that I see what I've seen, I'm taking authority over this day. Because you said I have the ability, I have the right to take authority over this day. That person that cussed me out, I forgive them right now in the name of Jesus. I forfeit my right to seek revenge or to hold on to any anger, bitterness, or resentment. I thank you for healing my damaged emotion. I desire to be changed by your spirit into the person of God you created me to be. So I want to thank you in advance that the provision is already there. I'm walking in it. I'm resting in it. Now let me do what you called me to do today. Amen? Was that fun? But it was necessary. See, a warrior will always do what's necessary. Don't have to have fun in it because the fun is coming. Because, see, the enemy was hoping to, I got him. I planned for him. He just walked out the barbershop and said, he lived a good life. Let me see what I can do about that. Nothing. So number five, say do. Following through on the decision. So I just prayed. I'm following through. I've already spoke life to the situation. Now I have to follow through on the decision that I made. What does that mean? I have to walk, talk, and act as if it's a good day. Because if I act the opposite of that, what happened? I didn't line up. I wasn't in agreement with what I prayed, what I said, what I chose, what I knew, what I believed, what I spoke. And what did James say? Let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord, man or woman. Then number six, that's where you stand. What we're supposed to do is finish, and then I can rest. When you rest, guys, you're at a different place. Things coming at you, but when you're in rest, you respond different. When you come back from vacation, do you respond different? You can walk in the house, and light might be flickering. And you say, I get to it tomorrow. Because when you come back from resting, man, you just want to sit down and chill. You know, don't let nobody get in your favorite chair. Anybody ever got in y'all's favorite chair? Raise your hand if they have. Did you tell them to move or did you just look at them? Told them to move. Who just looked at them? Okay. Did they move? No, they didn't. Some people you got to be straight up with. That's my chair. We got one of my friends, they don't catch that. So I got to run in the house and jump in the chair. I'm just telling y'all, being honest with you. Just got to jump in the chair. Leave the car running, just run in the house, jump in the chair. Because the person don't get it. They don't get it. Five people done told them, that's dad's chair. Well, it must be a good chair because it's dad's chair. So I'm going to sit in the chair. Amen? Y'all got this. Because I'm going to continue it. Based off time, I'm not going to go to the next one. What was the next one, though? Let's take a look. Let's see. Pulling you to the side. You got an issue that I need to talk to you about. So that's what that one is. So we'll talk about that on Thursday night. Then what's after that one? We beefing. Ooh. Anybody ever been beefing? Yeah. Yeah. How many of y'all been beefing lately? Okay. Not lately. Before lately then. How many of y'all been beefing? But I'm just going to take you through the steps, guys, because you need to know how to walk in this thing. You need to know because, let's put this in the best way I can. Life is getting more intense, but that don't mean I have to get intense with it. In order not to get intense with it, I got to choose life in everything that's intense. Because you got road rage. You got naked people walking on the highway. I mean, you really don't know what you might encounter, but you get to choose. Amen? Yeah. Amen. I like that. I have every head bowed and every eye closed. Father, I thank you for today. I thank you that I'm in my element. that you placed me in. I thank you that I just say what you tell me to say and do what you tell me to do. Because it's fun being in this place. Because I have a good life. So I'm asking you, the life that you have, are you satisfied with that? Do you want a better life? Because that's what he's promised us. A better life. A life that never has existed before. And we can have that. We can walk in that by just acknowledging that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior of our lives. So the congregation will pray with me or acknowledge with me or confess with me. That's them being in agreement with what you are about to receive and what's about to take place in your life. So just repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, your word says in Romans 10:9-10, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So I call on your name now, Lord Jesus. Come into my heart. I receive you now. I make you the Lord of my life. Therefore, according to your word, I'm now saved. I'm born again. I have eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.